Nashim, Nafkamina Bihilchas Get. And the Halacha brought down the first Mishnah in Gittin says that when you bring a get from Chutz Loretz, you have to say Bifonai Nechtam. Since they're not Bikim in Lishmo, the Shliach has to be made that was written Lishmo. Mashenkin and Eretz Yisrael, since they're Bikim in Lishmo, you don't have to. And the Gemara says, Bavel also, Kulim, who are Mitzuyin, they knew the Halacha of Lishmo, so the get was written in Bavel, you don't have to say Bifonai Nechtam. Because the Nafkamina, if the get now comes from Bavel, and you have to say Bifonai Nechtam, because Bavel now was really Bursif. And if the get now comes from Bursif, then it would be kosher. So that's the Nafkamina, what it's called, Bursif or called Bavel. The Mishnah Baita says, Rabbi Yishmael says, Shloisha Hadassim. The mitzvah is to use three Hadassim like we do. Ushtei Arovis, two Arovis. Luluv Echad, we take one Luluv. The Esrog Echad, and one Esrog. Now, Afilu Shinayin Ketumim. Then Rabbi Shmuel says that the Gemara will explain like here is really Chayzer. He retracts what he said before. But now he says, out of these three Hadassim, Afilu Shinayin Ketumim. Even if two of them, the top of the stems are cut off, the Yechud ain't a Kotim. As long as one of them is not cut off, it's kosher. And the Gemara asks for Stira, like if you tell me you have to have three, it's Mamanashach. If Ketumim is kosher, then even all three should be kosher. If Ketumim is possible, should have to have all three, not Ketumim. So the Gemara said that Rabbi Shmuel really is Chazir, and now he holds, all you have to have really is only one Hadas. So as long as one of them is Eina Ketumah, that's why it's kosher. Rabbi Tafin and Rabbi Tafin says, Afilu Shloshtin Ketumim. Even if the three Hadasim, all of them have the top of the stem, is cut off, still it's kosher. Hasi holds there's no psul of Ketumah by Hadasim. And the Sword Mepharshim speak out there, the by Hadasim, since the leaves like cover up the stem, so it's not even noticeable that the top of the stem is missing. Therefore, it's still called hodr. He's by the Arovis and by the Lulav, you can see if the top is missing or not. Then it's a psul from hodr. But by the hadassim, that the leaves cover up the stem, you can't tell. That's where, therefore, the top says it's kosher. Rabbi Akiva says, Kishem shalulav echod, the esrig echod, the same way that's the mitzvah, only one lulav, one esrig, kachadis echod, the arovachas. The same thing the din is to have one hadas and one arova. So Gemara says now, Tanya Rabbi Yishmael, Shmuel says, the Pasuk says, Pri Eitz Hodr. Is Echod one fruit, that's the Esrog, you have to have one Esrog. Kapois Tomorrow, that's the Lulav Echod, one Lulav. Anaf Eitz Ovois, you have to have the hadasim, the leaves that cover up the tree, that's Shloisha, you have to have three. So Rashi says here, the reason why you have to have three is Rashi says, because Anaf is Chad, Eitz is Chad, and Ovis is also one. Therefore, from the Anaf, Eitz Ovis, we say you have to have three. Tosis doesn't like this pshat, because we have drushes from this. It's not extra words here. We dashen from this, that you need al Hadassim is that the leaves cover up the whole tree, the whole stem. But I saw the Aruch Haner once answer Rashi to say that Rashi will learn out those drushes we learn from Halacha Moshe Mitzrayim. So therefore, really, the Pasuk says extra, and therefore we learn out you have to have three Hadassim. Vaito. Arvei Nochal Shtayim. So you have to have only two Arovas. V'yafilu Shnayim Ketumim V'yechot Sheinakotim. Going back on the Hadassim, even if you have two of them, that the top of the stem is cut off, and just one is Sholem complete, it's kosher. Rabbi Tafin says, Shloisha, you have to have three hadasim, but we are filu shloshtin ketumin. Even if all three of them, the top part of the stem is cut off, still it's kosher. In other words, he holds there's no psul of kotum by hadasim. Rabbi Akiva Raima Kishem Shalulav Echod, the Esrig Echod, just like you have to have one lulav and one Esrig, Kach Hadas Echod Yarov Achat. Same thing, it's enough to have one hadas and one arov. Omale Rabbi Lezer. Yochel, I would think, Yehei Esrogi Mohen Baguda Achas, maybe when you make the Agud of tying the three meaning together, maybe you have to tie all four meaning together, maybe the Esrog has to be part of the Lulav, or Marta, I'll tell you, V'chinema Pri Eitz Hodor V'kapas Tomorrow? Does the Postik like first start off and say Esrog, Pri Eitz Hodor, and then does it say V, with the extra Vav, say also a Lulav? V'haloi Lo'nema Re'ala Kapas. The Pasuk like stops and says, Priyat Hodah, that's one thing. Take the Esrog. Then it says, Kapos Tomorrow, that's the Lulav. Then the Taka says, V'arve Nochalen, V'al, v'anaf eisovis. So in the other two minim, Ataka says the vav to show that it has to be part. It's tied together with the luluf. But the first three eitzodah, that's by itself. So the more now minayin shemahakfin zeh. How do I know one is makiv one with the other? In other words, the only mitzvah you have is when you have all four minim together. You have the adasim, the arovis, the lulav, and the esrik. How do I know if you just have one or two, it's not the mitzvah? Talmud, the pasuk says, ulakachtem shetei lekicha tomi. You have to have a complete lechila, a complete lekicha. It means you have to hold all four minim at the same time. Now the Gemara asks, for Rabbi Yishmael and Rabbi Yishmael, manashoch, like what's going on? Manashoch, what's going on? Ish leimim boy ifyol, you have to have the hadasim, have to be complete. You can't have the top part of the stem cut off. Liboy nami kulo, you should have to have all three of them should be shleimim. Iloy boy shleimim, behold, you don't have to be complete. Hafilu chad nami, even if one is missing. You should not, if you don't have to have complete ones, you should not even have to have one complete one. It should be enough. Like Rav Tarfon says, all three of them could be ketumim. So what's Pshat Rabbi Yishmael? Do you need ketumim or don't you need ketumim? So Amar Biroi, it's the name of a chacham, Amar Rabbi Ami, Chaza boy Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Yishmael was chayzer. And he holds what? That's enough just to have one hadas. So the one hadas you have has to be not ketum. Now Amar Rabbi Yudah Mar Shmuel, Halacha Rabbi Tarfon. Rabbi Yudah Mar Shmuel Paskin, not like Rabbi Yishmael, but like Rabbi Tarfon, that you have to have three of them, but the locher is ketumim is kosher. You can have all three, even if the top of the stem is cut off, still it's kosher. And the swar we said was because since the leaves cover it up. Now the Gemara says, Beyoz de Shmuel time, Shmuel goes according to his own reasoning. Shmuel told the people that were selling hadasim, Ashvo uzavinu, lower your prices and then sell it. V'loy, if you're going to raise your prices too high, Dashinu luchu, I'm going to tell everybody, Rabbi Tarfon, that luck is like Rabbi Tarfon. That what, you do not have to look to make sure that dasam ashleimim, there's nothing missing on top. No, the luck of Iker is like Rabbi Tarfon, that even though it's kotum, still it's kosher. So this is a riot, that's what Shmuel holds. Because if Shmuel didn't hold like this, he couldn't threaten the sellers to say, I'll pass on Rabbi Tarfon if the luck is not like him. So it's a riot, really Shmuel holds like Rabbi Tarfon. Because if the people wanted to be machmer to get shleimim, like table of bracha. But that's only if you're not going to charge too much. But if you're going to raise the prices too high, I'm going to tell everybody that Mikra Din Alokha is like Rav Tarfon. You do not have to look after Shleimim. It's enough even if the top of the stem is cut off, and many people won't buy from you. So where says my time home, what was Shmuel's reasoning? Yilaimim Yishrim the Mekel, if you want to say hold like Rav Tarfon, because Rav Tarfon is the biggest Mekel. For Lidyish look Rav Akiva, let him hold like Rav Akiva. The Mekel Tfei, Rav Akiva is even more Mekel. Rav Akiva says, well, you have to have just one. So where says no. Really, Rav Tarfon is a bigger mekel. Talosok to me shchichi. If you tell me now that it's kosher, even though it's cut them, even though the top of the stem is cut off, that's shchich. It's very easy to find them, even if you have to have three. But chad b'loy kotem. If you tell me like Rabbi Kiva, that's true. You only need one, but the one has to be complete, not cut off at all on top. That's la shchich. That's not so easy to find. Therefore, like Shmuel said, like he really passed like Rav Tarfon, and therefore he has to tell them, I'm going to tell people that if you don't lower the prices, I'll tell them all, they do not have to be makbid to get shleimim. It's enough to have ketumim, even if the top of their stem is cut off. And really, Tosfos asks the question, like, what's the Gemara's having meaning to say, if it's because he's a mekel, let him be mekel like Rav Akiva. Like, no, he holds like Rav Tarfon. But Tosfos explains, this is just the way the Gemara is proving it, really, that Shmuel holds like Rav Tarfon. Because if you stop wanting to say to Svar, he's Mekel, let him hold like Rabbi Kiva. Elamai, this is all part of the proof that Shmuel holds like Rabbi Tarfon. Now, La Locha, the Rambam Taka Paskins like Rabbi Tarfon. That's kosher even though it's kotum. Even if the top of the stem is cut off, it's like a kosher. And the Mechaber also brings down this Deya. However, the Mechaber says the Yeshurim that no, you have to have Shleimim by the Adasim. That's why the Chachilu, we try to make sure that Adasim and Shleimim are complete, and the top of the stem is not cut off. It's only kosher we hold the ketchila. It was also a tamar like we had before. If a berry started to grow on top. The next Mishnah. Esrig ha-gozol v'ha-yavish posel. If you have a stolen esrig or an esrig that's dried out, it's posel for the same reasoning. You need lochem. And it has to be hoder, pre-eats hoder. If it's yavish, it's not hoder. It's not nice. Shel asherev v'sheir ha-nidachas posel. Again, since it has to be burnt, and you have to have a size. We'll soon see what the smallest size of an esrog is. So something that is a mitzvah to burn it, it's not called you have the size. Shel orla. Now these are the chedushim of an esrog. Let's say it's orla. It's a tree, the first 3 years that's growing. The fruits that it gives off then, you, since you can't eat it, it's not called the pre-etzadr. It's not called lechem, like we'll see in the Gemara. That the pre has to be edible, has to be able for you to use it. Shel orla, you're not allowed to use it, it's possible. Shel truma tumeya, possible. The same thing, if you made truma, you set it aside for truma and it became tamei. Since nobody's allowed to eat it right now, it's not called lechem, it's possible. Shel truma tohira. Let's say it's truma, but it's still tor, a kohen is allowed to eat it. Halacha is lo yita, lechatchilo, don't take it. We'll see in the Gemara why. V'yimnot al kosher. But if somebody did take it, you should know it's kosher. Shel demai. What about if you buy this esrog off an amoritz, that halacha is we have a suffix if it took off maestros or not. So it's a suffix with rabboni, you're not allowed to eat it. So beisharmai poislin. The sharmai says, yes, that's also possible. We'll see in the Gemara what the machlokes is. U'beisilu machshirin. Basil says no, it's only demai, midiraisa, like we say, it's mutter, it's only a miyat of the amoratzim that don't do it, therefore it's kosher. Shel maise sheni. Let's say you have an esrog that you set aside to be maise sheni. So locher is the Yerushalayim, if you're in Yerushalayim right now, that the locher is your lad, eat maise sheni Yerushalayim, lo yito. You're not supposed to take it, the chetchila. We'll see in the Gemara why. We am not al kosher, somebody did take it, but the evidence kosher. Also, but this is only mutter in Yerushalayim. Let's say outside Yerushalayim, if you're not allowed to eat Maaseh Sheni, then you're not mekayim the mitzvah. It's possible. Also, chazozis arubay. Let's say scars, like spots, are on part of the esrog. If it's on the majority, roiv of the esrog, it's possible. Nitla pitzmos. So if the top of it came off, the pitum came off. Nikla, let's say it was peeled, part of the skin came off. Nistak, let's say there was a crack in the esrog. Nika, let's say you have a hole going through the esrog, you stuck a needle in. V'chosa kolshu, and part of the fruit itself came out, it's missing part of its fruit, is possible. These things all make the esrog possible. In the Gemara we'll see each one exactly why and what the time they're possible. What about osa chazozis al miyutai? Let's say these spots, these scars, came only on a miyut, a little part of the esrog. Not al uksoi, let's say the stem part was pulled off out of the esrog. Nikev, let's say a hole went through it, but v'loichos ha-kolshu, nothing is missing, the complete fruit is there. Halacha is kosher. Vayta esrog hakushi, let's say you have a black esrog, posel. That's posel, it's not called a good esrog. V'hayorek hakars, let's say it's green. Then Rabbi Meir machshir, Meir says it's a kosher esrog. Rabbi Yehuda posel, Yehuda says no, it's no good. Halamayis, even though more we have green ones, we hold it is good. That's because our green ones, if it would stay long enough, it would become yellow. But if you have a green esrog that would not change at all to be yellow, then take it's possible. Now, shir esrog ha-kotin, what's the size of the smallest esrog that's kosher? Rabbi Meir way mekegus. And even if it's only as small as a nut, still it's kosher. Rabbi Yehuda holds the size as kibetza, size of an egg. That's the smallest size you could have. Over goydel, what's the biggest size of an esrog you can have that's still kosher? Kadesh yachas shnayim biyodai. That you could hold two of them in your hand. Tivir Rabbi Yehuda, that's a Yehuda Shita. And the Gemara before we had explained it to, like a Gzerim Midrabbonim, that we're afraid sometimes you put the esrog in your right hand and the lulav in your left hand, and you have to change it around because you have to have the lulav in your right hand and the esrog in the left hand, and we're afraid if it's too big the esrog, when you change it around it'll fall out of your hand, it'll become puzzle. Therefore we say make sure it's not that big that you could hold both of them in your hand at the same time, an esrog and a lulav. Therefore, make sure the esrog is not like two of them could fit in your hand. Rabbi Yossi says, "Afilu echad b'shtei yodav." Even if it's such a big esrog that you need two hands to hold it with, still it's kosher. He doesn't make this gzeira. No matter how big it is, still it's kosher. All right, we'll stop here.
Yeah, we're holding Daf Lamed Hey Amar Aleph, the top. Again, we went through the Mishnah ready about the Psalm about an Esrig. Now the Gemara.